three iconic Australians experience firsthand what it takes to save a life.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying.
I have no idea what I'm about to do.
The Hospital in the Deep End starts 5th of March on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
A new survey by financial comparison website Canstar has found that many Australian households are currently worried or have concerns about future energy bill payments as federal rebates run out this year. This is in addition to an underlying price increase in household electricity bills. Over the last month, they've risen by approximately 4.5%, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Canstar's Data Insights Director, Sally Tindall, joins me. Hello, Sally. What is some of the latest data showing?
So we ran a survey that asked whether people had seen their electricity bill rise since the end of the rebate. 72% said they'd already seen an increase to their bill. So of the 72% of people surveyed that have seen an increase, we found that 18% are now struggling to pay their energy bill. That's hugely concerning. It's significantly higher than the figures that we see of people in arrears. And hopefully a lot of the vast majority, if not all of them, hopefully will be able to end up paying that electricity bill. But you've still got a huge proportion in addition to that that are actually concerned about future payments. They've seen that first rebate free bill. They've got a bit of a shock and now they're starting to worry about how, you know, what their electricity costs are going to look like from here on in without that rebate.
Canstar's crunched the numbers between the costs of sort of average energy plans compared to the lowest you could be paying based on where you live. How much could people in different areas be saving?
It's incredible to see these figures. We look at them time and time again. They do jump around and sometimes it can depend on the discounts that are being offered but also what rates the providers are offering. And sometimes it's a combination of discounts and rates, right? But at the moment, our data shows that in Canberra, for a typical household, if they were looking between the average price plan and the lowest price plan, they could potentially save $382 in the next year. That is more than five times the $75 rebate, that the government was handing out. Obviously, it's in the space of a year, though, but the rebate across 1 year was only ever up to $300. So it's more than the, buffer that the rebate was providing to households struggling to pay their bills. Well worth looking at, not just in Canberra, though. In Adelaide, you're looking at a potential savings from, opting for the lowest price plan rather than the average of $311, Brisbane's $300, Sydney's $296, Melbourne $246, Hobart is typically a lot lower and the savings there is $109, so significantly lower than Canberra, but still, worth shopping around for. $100 is $100, right?
You got to tell me about this.
See the breathtaking beauty of Australia with the man who knows it better than anyone else, Ernie Dingo.
Oh, my, amazing.
Going places with Ernie Dingo. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
And looking at the numbers, it seems that the areas where people are paying the most on those average plans also stand to gain the most in potential savings. So if people are looking to make that switch, or if they're worried that they can't afford their bill or future bills, what are some of the steps they can be taking?
Yeah, so first of all, take your electricity account shopping. It's really important. And I would say at this point in time, take your electricity account shopping at least once a year, but potentially twice a year, just to check that you're paying the right rate. There are rule changes coming in for certain states that are actually in place with other states already. But say for in New South Wales, Southeast Queensland, South Australia, there's rule changes coming in that say that providers can only change electricity plans or increase electricity plan rates once a year. And that will help. But until we get to that rule change that doesn't come in until midway through this year, electricity providers can and do change rates, more frequently than that. I find it on my own bill where, I've had to renegotiate my electricity bill more than I think I'm like twice in the space of 12 months I've renegotiated my bill because I've gone in, done a health check and realized I'm not on the lowest price plan anymore. And it can happen in a blink of an eye. So understanding how much you're paying, understanding what your provider is offering for new customers, sometimes that can be enough to, you know, bring noticeable changes. I flicked off an email to my electricity provider, I think about 2 weeks ago, saying I would like to be put back onto your new customer rates. And they wrote back within the space of a week and put me back onto the new customer rates. So even a simple email can really help, or switching to a provider that's offering a better deal. You can also look for discounts, cashback discounts, sweeteners that come from switching, from turning yourself from an existing customer into a new customer. And there are, you know, currently deals around where you can potentially get as much as $200 in credit from your provider if you switch to a new provider. It does depend on what plan you go to and, you know, where you live and things like that. But there are, you know, that kind of amounts on the table for households that are willing to switch to a new provider. And for someone that's really interested in switching providers regularly, you could potentially, you know, try and game the system that way. But it's really important to read the fine print if you're planning on doing that, because sometimes it takes a while to qualify for that credit that's on the table for new customers. And sometimes you might be moving to an electricity plan that has uncompetitive rates, and that might be shooting yourself in the foot. But, you know, that's a potential for people to explore as well. The other thing that is worth exploring for some people, not all, is the option of changing the type of plan that they're on. So there's a lot of different plans available to people, you've got something called a flat rate plan or a single rate plan, which basically charges you a set rate regardless of what time of day you consume your energy. Sometimes that can be very confusing because it comes with two rates, not just one rate, even though they're called single rate plans. But it's based on, you know, one rate regardless of what time of day that you consume that energy, working out how much you consume in any given day. And then sometimes the rates can go up based on whether you've gone over a particular cap. And then time of use plans, where you can get quite competitive electricity rates for when you consume energy, say in the middle of the day, when, you know, the grid is getting a lot of power back in from solar panels on roofs and things like that, and then paying a little bit more in the peak periods where, you know, the demand for grid electricity is a lot higher. And that won't suit everyone at all. There's a lot of people where, you know, a flat rate plan will be less complicated and potentially better for their electricity bill at the end of each quarter. But others who are at home or often use timers to set kind of, you know, some of their devices that consume a decent amount of electricity, so the dishwasher or the washing machine or whatever that might be. And those people might find that a time of day plan is potentially more beneficial for them.
And one service that exists is the National Debt Helpline, which people might not be aware of. What's some of the assistance or advice you can get through that number?
They'll put you in touch with a financial counsellor. We'll sit down with you and work out, you know, a plan of attack, which bills to pay first, which ones to ask for mercy, which ones you might be able to renegotiate. They can sometimes, you know, give you the words to help you renegotiate it directly with your provider, and sometimes step in on your behalf as well. So really important advice there that's independent, but also free, because that financial counsellor that they put you in touch with comes at no charge. And so that's, you know, such a great port of call, not just for electricity bills, but for any bills that you might have trouble paying.
And lastly, I know there are some energy-related, you know, support and rebate programs that already still exist. How can people find out for those and see if they're eligible and go about applying?
Yeah, so it's really important, again, to be across what you might be eligible for. And most of the states, in fact, all of the states have, you know, tools online to help you work through what you might or might not be eligible for. Jump online and Google, you know, savings finder in your state and territory, but also understand what specific electricity relief might be available to you. You could be surprised at what, you know, potential savings you can unlock through those web services that you might not have even known that existed. And it might not be about solely, you know, relief on your electricity bills. There might be other savings that you can find from these support payments that exist.